What's on Your Mind, the preview program. I am Scott Hemmen. Mark Kogerbo is here as well. He'll be sitting in the chairman's chair for the Common Sense Club later on these very radio stations. Glad to have you along. We'll be joined in just a bit by 550K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 KTGO, along with KLTC in Dickinson and KCJB in Minot for the program What's on Your Mind. And we'll open up the phone lines and get rolling with a Monday edition of the program. Happy Monday, Mark. How are you?
Well, I'm way above average.
Way above average today.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
I love spring that's turning into summer right before our very eyes.
Finally. And this weekend, what's odd is it was supposed to be kind of a cruddy weekend, but actually it was very nice.
You know, I noticed something about the power of wind. I went over to a tennis court to practice a couple of serves, and it was winding like maybe 30-some miles an hour steady.
Winding?
Winding. And
I've never heard that term before.
Well, it's because you haven't been around me at the tennis court when it was winding. I threw my shirt in the air. It stuck to the fence, and it stuck there for an hour. I took my tennis racket out of my package. It threw through the case, and it stuck on the fence for the entire, and never fell down.
Are you kidding?
It was that steady of almost a gale.
Wow.
But then I noticed something about, and I realized that this was...
When was this now, yesterday?
This was yesterday, yeah. And then I realized, you know, this good wind is really drying things out, because if it rains tonight, we could have some more flash flood warnings were in the air. Well, I actually worked up a small sweat, and a drop landed on the court, and I counted. It took only 30 seconds to disappear, because of the wind and the warmth. See, God was just having all these little straws sucking up things so people could weather the storms last night. It got pretty windy, but...
So the wind is a good thing.
I was amazed how good it could, you know, literally vacuum dry off all the moisture.
Good point. Very good point, yeah.
Part of the wonder of nature.
Exactly right. Very nice. Edward Snowden was kind of the big national story of the weekend, international story, really, because he goes from Hong Kong to Russia, and now supposedly he's trying to go to Cuba...
Or Ecuador.
Or Ecuador.
No, what does Ecuador have to do with it?
Well, I think Ecuador was friendly to the WikiLeaks guy.
That's right.
So anti-American, kind of falling into the Venezuela trap a little bit in that crowd. So they're going there. Debate is raging over the Hoven-Corker border security amendment and whether that's a good idea. Looks like they have 70 votes in the Senate today. Obviously, it'll have an uncertain path in the House. But what I know about what is suggested in the amendment seems like a good one.
Absolutely.
Build the fence, double the border agents, bunch of technology. I mean, there really seems to be some good things in there.
They agreed to that before and haven't done it.
Exactly. And this says you do it before you do anything with, you know, any kind of a path to citizenship for anybody that's here illegally, which seems to me to make some sense. However, a lot of people just don't believe it's going to happen.
How can they?
Yeah.
And then Obama just willy-nilly approves and administers what laws he chooses and what laws he doesn't choose, he doesn't administer.
So I guess a question of, you know, trust. And there just isn't much trust.
It's really fallen away.
Towards especially government. So, story that I'm just getting details on that does seem to be, it's disturbing. Has to do with a university president, in this case NDSU president, Dean Brashani, deleting some emails. Here's the story. Dale Wetzel writes today, a lawmaker wants Attorney General Wayne Stinchem to determine whether North Dakota State University President Dean Brashani committed a felony crime of public records tampering.
Oh.
A letter to Stinchem says more than 45,000 emails were deleted from Brashani's account after the Legislative Council made a request for them on April 29th. Some of the emails went back to 2010. Some lawmakers are looking into Brashani's possible role in the resignation of North Dakota University System Chancellor Ham Shirvani. They believe Brashani and other North Dakota college presidents were looking to undermine the chancellor. North Dakota law says it's a felony for a public official to destroy, conceal, or remove a government record without lawful authority. It's punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine.
For each one? then that would be 17 million years.
And a 5,000 mile fine, yeah. I don't know how they, I guess it's up to a judge, right?
That's pretty serious. Sounds pretty straightforward law.
North Dakota's premier media attorney, Jack McDonald, says it would be illegal to destroy records after someone had requested them. So he's sounding the alarm about
it. In any kind of civil lawsuits, you have discovery, and you ask for records. You say, answer these questions, produce a number of records. And then if the records are destroyed, then it's a violation of state law. You can compel discovery, and if you don't come through with discovery, you're liable to sanctions and fines from the court. In this case, there's a real suspicion about the timing of the thing that looks awfully suspicious, that all of a sudden, that particular day, that was done. It is a violation of state law to tamper with government records. Yeah, it would be a violation of law. It's certainly a violation of the open record law. There is a crime tampering with public records. Government record means any record or thing belonging to or received or kept by the government for information or record. I'm presuming that Bershani's emails, at least on his office account, are government records.
So that's what we know. The letter to Stengem was written by Legislative Counsel Attorney John Bjornson. It says the request is being made on behalf of a lawmaker. The person isn't identified. It also asks for emails from board members Janice Hofferth and Carrie Reichert and some present and former university system employees. So the plot thickens a little on the Board of Higher Ed controversies, but when you're talking about university presidents being investigated for felonies, obviously this is serious. So we'll see where it goes. But that's a story that has not gotten a lot of play. Rob Port, the Sanding blog, picked it up, and Dale Wetzel reports on it, but I've not seen it in many papers today.
Didn't you say that he was the sixth highest paid in the university system?
He's up there, yeah.
The University of Minnesota president is third behind Tubby Smith and Jerry Kill.
But Tubby Smith, yeah, there's a story in the Forum of Fargo Moorhead today with the highest paid Minnesota public employees. This mirrors a story they did not long ago in the North Dakota right. of public employees. And Tubby Smith, the ousted coach, is number one on the list.
Yeah.
How about that? The football coach at U of M is number two, the president number three, the a professor of pediatrics, number four, Department of Surgery chair, number five. Like UND, they had a lot of medical school folks high up there. Women's basketball coach at number six. Another medical official at seven. Board of Trustees CEO at eight. The former president, I didn't realize he was still a professor, but the former U of M president still on the public dole in Minnesota. So, anyway, there you go. What do you want from a newspaper article? When you open up a newspaper article, you generally want news, right?
I want news. I don't want to be manipulated.
There's a story in the Grand Forks Herald over the weekend highlighting a couple that bought a house before their wedding rings. It looks at how a couple works out finances and living together before marriage, and how that may be more successful than more traditional arrangements. Is that a good thing to highlight? You want to read that in the paper?
Well, it's been going on for a long time. This isn't breaking news. This is some sort of a comment on the dissipating priorities, I guess. I don't know.
I just didn't seem very newsworthy to me. And no. And quite honestly, as a culture warrior, I worry that this is the kind of stuff that is, you know, deemed of newsworthiness.
Yeah.
Why are we highlighting this?
I don't know.
Short on news?
Maybe the high gold prices, you know, they just figured they could wait on the rings.
And Paula Deen. What do you make of the Paula Deen controversy? Do you know what Paula Deen is? The Food Network lady, the big kind of Cajun chef down there from New Orleans.
What did she do?
I think she's New Orleans. Savannah, Georgia, maybe? Anyway, evidently many years ago had used some derogatory racial comments.
Many years ago.
I guess so. And it became the subject of a court battle. And she apologized as part of that, and now the Food Network is canceling her show. So some people were upset about that.
Because of many years ago.
Yeah. Is it a difference here if it happened many years ago to you?
Well, I don't know. I think it's the whole thing about racism is so hypocritical anyway.
Why do you say hypocritical?
Well, because black people can call themselves the N-word, and anybody that does anything politically that suggests something's wrong with Obama is called a racist. And it's just that whole thing gives me the willies, but if she said something naughty, shame on her.
And she has apologized, but wasn't enough for the Food Network because she's getting bounced from the show. So anyway, there's some news headlines for you. Preview of what's to come on What's On Your Mind next. And Mark's back with sports. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality, well-sized geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Program we call What's On Your Mind. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your calls, questions, and comments coming up on the hot topics of the day. We have a couple of guests that will be joining us. Larry Scogan, the acting chancellor of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education, the president of Bismarck State College, is taking on the position on an interim basis. And we'll talk about the way forward for higher education following the I don't know any other way to describe the situation with Ham Shabani and the battles with the board and everything else is just a flat-out mess. And a mess to clean up now. But Larry is he's a good guy. He's a North Dakotan, and I think the right man for the interim position. So it'll be good. Debate on whether or not the border security amendment is enough lipstick on a pig to have a comprehensive immigration reform deal. We'll have Pat Finken, who has been in leadership with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, a supporter of immigration reform. Of course, a longtime political operative in North Dakota, friend of Senator John Hovind's, debating Ira Mellman of FAIR. And that's the Federation of American Immigration Reform. So that'll be a flat-out debate that should be good. And those are the two guests. Outside of that, it'll be lots of your calls, questions, and comments on the issues of the day. What's on your mind today, Steve? Good morning. Happy Monday.
First of all, spent most of the day yesterday swinging a chainsaw, helping people that had trees down. Boy, quite a storm we got hit with on Saturday night. Fast-moving. So it was kind of a perfect storm. There were two big cells that came together, and then we had reports of 75-mile-an-hour winds, 40 and 50-mile-an-hour sustained winds in the Bismarck area, trees down all over the place. They figure about 40 or 50 trees down. Saw some cars that were completely smashed by trees. It was an interesting Saturday night. So spent most of yesterday cleaning up. A lot of people lost power in that storm, too.
4,000 people without power, as a matter of fact. Sounds like
everywhere you went. Everywhere you went yesterday, the city and MDU were out working, either cutting trees or stringing new power.
Yeah, it looked like... trying to see here where I saw this, but here's MDU's quoted as saying nearly 4,000 customers lost power, most of it from trees and branches that snapped lines. 25 employees came in to make the line repairs. By 8:30 a.m., most of it was restored. So this was a Saturday night hit, right?
Yeah, we got I believe it was almost an inch and a half of rain in a half hour. From 9:30 to 10, it came down. A little bit of hail in there, so just some pea-sized hail and things. And quite the storm, though. It made for an interesting Saturday night.
Twin Cities got whacked pretty good, too. As a matter of fact, I think that was Saturday night as well.
Yeah, it was. Kind of an unprecedented... I had some friends in the city that were texting me. That's, they were out of power, too, on Saturday night. They didn't get their power restored until this morning, actually. So
down in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also some flooding. I mean, 5 to 6 inches of water running over 12th Avenue North near the Bismarck Expressway in South Bismarck. 8 inches of water running over Washington Street near Divide. 7th Street underpass was filled. So you had quite the weekend.
Yeah, we had about 2.5 feet of water running over South 3rd at by the mall in Ramcota, if people know where that is, and the expressway on the south side, too.
Wow. I didn't know there was a Sioux Avenue in Bismarck, but I'm reading about Sioux Avenue.
Hammer.
There's some trees down. There's a Sioux Avenue, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where is Sioux Avenue at?
I'd have to pull out the map. It's up around Divide.
All right.
Off of Divide.
Nick, that should go, too. We, you know, it's a very offensive street name.
Oh, now.
Yeah. All right, what else is on your mind besides swinging a chainsaw? How about this story from Dale Wetzel, Great Plains News, about university president deleting emails?
Well, if he's like me, it was just probably full.
Well, I guess that's what they'll determine in this investigation. I think the question here is the amount, $45,000, and the timing. Because it came after a legislative council made a request for them on April 29th. Some of the emails went back to 2010. So if there is a request for some emails on April 29th and all of a sudden 45,000 are deleted and some of them go back a couple of years, it'd be hard to argue that that's sort of the routine cleaning up of one's email. You know what I mean?
That would kind of point a red flag to something, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, for one, you don't, you know, who knows? I mean, maybe he gets, you know, a lot more than that, but it just seems like a staggering number. And it's nothing to mess around with. North Dakota law says it's a felony for a public official to destroy, conceal, or remove a government record without lawful authority, punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. So this is rather it's rather significant. Obviously, the attorney general is going to dig into this. So I don't know how long an investigation that'll be, but that's nothing to take lightly, I guess. You know what I mean?
Well, it kind of ties back into the little misstep with the open records, doesn't it? I don't know how you discern the two.
Well, the penalty is obviously considerably different. I mean, the one thing about the open records law
But wrong is wrong and right is right, and I think that falls under the category of wrong.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest issue in the open meetings is just determining what's a lawful, closed meeting and what's not. But my point is, the biggest difference is that it's not a felony to have a meeting closed that should be open. You know, the remedy there is, well, recreate the meeting and give us the notes from the meeting, which happens all the time. In the case of deleting emails, we're talking a felony and prison time and you know, dollars in the way of a fine. So,
true. It does come down to dollars, doesn't it? I don't know if you've been...
And teeth. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
teeth.
Know. If, well, yeah, there's the tooth side
a bite
of that
to the pocketbook
well.
And a bite to the Crowbar Hotel, so it's not pretty.
No. You know, one of the other things, when we've discussed this previous, you know, we said there's going to be more and more and more to this, and it turns out there is with Snowden. And he was supposed to be on a flight this morning to Cuba, and then points as yet undetermined, but not on that plane this morning. It's kind of a breaking story this morning.
I don't like this guy. And, you know, when we've discussed this, our audience has seen him as a bit of a hero and, kind of a warrior for exposing what the government was doing. But, you know, China now to Russia, thinking about Cuba. You know, to me, this is a coward.
Well, I'm glad he uncovered it. And most of our listeners thought he was a hero. And I'm for full disclosure, transparency, glad he uncovered it. But now this is starting to get a little weird. He's bouncing around all these communist countries that relationships, yes, but friends. I don't know if we can call any of them friends.
So you don't like him as much now?
Well, I never liked him that much anyway. I just liked what he did in the fact that it was full disclosure. I'm glad he blew the whistle. Now, the avenue by which he did it, if he felt that he was in danger by going through the normal channels of the Whistleblower Act, that's up to him.
We'll tackle that and much more on the program we call What's on Your Mind, straight ahead with Steve Bakken joining me. Top of the hour, 800-228-0550 to call us. Thank you, sir. More coming up.
Talk to you soon.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be, but just stay here right beside me, watch as the storm blows through and I need you. God gave me room for the ups and downs.
And we continue on the What's On Your Mind preview show. I'm Scott Hannon. Going to tell you a little bit about sports to get your day rolling here. The Blackhawks had a nice weekend. I was glad about that. That was exciting.
Probably the most exciting thing is that Taves got hurt and will be back for Game 6.
Thank you.
Yes, and he played great again.
Who's the Bruin that got hurt? Really messing him up.
Bergeron.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he got hurt pretty bad, was in the hospital. So they're worried.
That hurts Boston big time.
Yeah.
All right, but you probably want to start with the Twins because they're family.
Well, I want to talk about some other American. In fact, NDSU athlete is going to Moscow. Maybe he can see Snowden over there. Mr. Riley Dolezal, former NDSU athlete, had the javelin toss of his life. I mean, this is just like one of those things. How does this happen? USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships. Riley heaves the javelin 273 feet, 11 inches, 30 feet past his previous best record. And he's from Stanley, North Dakota. He's on his way to the World Championships in Moscow. I mean, that's just a wonderful story.
That's pretty cool.
I'd love to talk to him on the air. If we could get him on the air, I'd love that. Wow, how cool is that?
So if this throw had been actually at the 2012 Olympics, he'd have placed fourth.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And he's from Stanley.
That's pretty cool.
6 foot two, 220-pound Dolezal. I would love to. Anyway, I hope I can get an interview with him.
It's the U.S. Outdoor Championships on Sunday that were held in Des Moines, Iowa, but it's an NDSU athlete.
Yeah.
The javelin is like a big pole, right?
Yeah, it's got kind of a sharp end. And
200? Could you throw it 273 feet? I don't think I'd throw it 10 yards.
I think I could throw it up in the air and worry it might hit me.
We didn't talk about this in the news earlier, but the Roger Maris Celebrity Golf Tournament is an annual fun event in Fargo-Moorhead.
I went over there.
It is. It's always neat. I mean, the family is just... You know, so gracious to come back, and the folks that that come are just incredible. Anyway, some items were stolen.
And major items, like Whitey Ford, Paul Molitor, Raleigh Fingers, baseballs, and autographed baseballs, and all kinds of memorabilia were stolen. Several. Like 76 autographed baseballs. To give you an idea, Mariano Rivera, who's still pitching, a baseball from him is $375. Can you imagine what a baseball from Whitey Ford or Paul Molitor or Raleigh Fingers would be worth? Gone.
I realize it's hard to get into the mind of a thief, but, you know, who steals from the Roger Maris Celebrity Auction?
And realizing that this is a charity event.
But I guess if you're stealing, you have no scruples, so that'd be applying logic to a thief, right?
Well, you'd think that there's got to be some qualm somewhere. I mean, this is taking money out of charities' hands. If you got to steal, if you're going to go to the point of getting bolt cutters, you know, yeah. I guess a thief is a thief. He's probably corrupt on a lot of levels.
Yeah, not good.
But the Twins.
Yeah, let's talk about the twins. Yeah.
Hernandez was down there. He down there in the minor leagues, and he gets a call because Pelfrey hurt his back. So he has to drive. He takes his little baby daughter. His wife drives. They get into town to the Twin Cities, to the motel, 4 a.m. He pitches, gives up six walks. It just floundered for three innings, and then he just toughened up. He said, I realize this is an opportunity. Really righted the ship. Pitched two, three great innings, retiring 8 of 9, and wins the game.
Okay, now, so first of all, he just got called up.
Got called up.
Right.
An emergency call-up to pitch, Pedro Hernandez.
All right. And did he know he was going to start?
Yes.
Oh, he did.
So he had no choice. He couldn't catch a plane, no connection. He had to drive, gets here at 4 a.m. He said, I was a little tired in the first couple of innings. Well, he walked the bases full in the second inning, and somehow he got out of it. Twins win 5-3. And now they get to go down to Miami. Miami is really floundering, so we should win two down there if we play right.
He was in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
So guess what his prize was afterwards? Go home. He wins. He's 3-1 with the big club, but he proved himself to be able to right that ship, and he won some accolades. But he's back to the minors. Home again, jiggity jog.
Why didn't they keep him up?
Well, because other people are going to come off the reserve. You know, they can only have so many players, and they needed him for that one magical outing. They have a day off now. And now they're going down to Miami, where they figure they can throw underhand to them. I don't want to underestimate the opposition.
I hope he got a little sleep before he.
Well, his wife is with him. She's a good driver.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're seeing some real life in this team. Perkins has saved his ninth game in a row. Our bullpen is world class. Arcia, this is a rookie, and he's just dynamite. He drove in two runs, got a double. He's got six home runs now. Remember that Kirby only got zero home runs when he was a rookie. We got Arcia and Hicks. I think we've got the foundation of a really beautiful ball club here.
Are you trying to avoid the loss Saturday night, or was it?
Oh yeah. When was that? I think I had a full moon that night.
8-7, they lose to Cleveland. Was that a heartbreaker?
Well, PJ comes up and he gives up five walks in the first inning and plunks a guy. The game was 6-0 before they even got out of the first inning. No, 6-2, I'm sorry, because Mauro got a home run. 6-2, and they fought all the way back. Great bullpen. Schwarzak pitched like a champ. They lose 8-7. But PJ absolutely lost his mind. He was a nervous wreck, sweating profusely, and he didn't even get out of the first inning. Five walks, punk a guy.
Yikes.
And six runs. It was the saddest day of his life.
Detroit had a good weekend, too?
Yes, they did. It was a super weekend because they took two in a row from Boston. Detroit is the best team in baseball, and we're only seven games behind them. We got to keep at it, keep a day at a time. You know, it's good. But the biggest disappointment in all of baseball has got to be the Angels. My gosh, they go out and spend $375 million on Hamilton and Pujols, and they're just not getting there. They're 10 games under 500. They got rid of Torrey Hunter, and Josh Hamilton got a $125 million free agent contract, is batting .207. He's just lost his mind. It's on base percentage of .262. I mean, Joe Mauer usually is over .400 on base percentage. It's tragic. I mean, this guy was the greatest. He was hitting home runs and RBIs by the zillions, you know, for playing for Texas, and he is lost in L.A. It's very sad because he's a very good man, a very kind man, and he's a believer. So God bless Josh Hamilton.
10.5 games back.
Yeah.
Not pretty.
And then we've got, probably we're coming close to swan song time for arguably the best tennis player of all time. Roger Federer has won Wimbledon seven times. He's absolutely elegant. If anybody wants to ever play tennis to see a perfect forehand and backhand and serve and position and the chess of tennis, this man is absolutely elegant and a gentleman. And he's going to be playing, you know, the most wins ever at Wimbledon, the big. It's starting the fortnight there at the most storied and important tennis match on earth, 2 weeks of it. I love that. Blackhawks should pull it off. Redhawks are 3 over .500. They lost last night, but they won 12 zip the day before. They're really looking good. In first place by a game, all by themselves now.
Newark tonight. And by the way, right? Aren't they playing at Newark tonight?
Somewhere in New Jersey. Yeah, Newark, yep.
Yeah. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, the NHL playoffs pick up again tonight.
Yeah, big one.
The lead now for the Blackhawks.
They're going back to Boston, and you know that enormous energy. So they've got their back against the wall, this amazing phenomenon that happens. So Chicago will have to play a super game to end it. Otherwise, it's game 7 back in Chicago.
There you go. Should be great. What are you going to do on the Common Sense Club today?
Well, I've got my friend Dave Racer, and we've got all kinds of stuff we've been talking about. You know, we're looking at, as the details come out about the fines and the problems that are swirling around the enactment of Obamamania care, and, you know, Dave has dug so deep into this, and the challenge is helping our people understand what a serious travesty this is. That's one thing. Of course, we're going to look at the national issues and take phone calls, and it's just kind of nice having my old friend Dave. He and I have known each other for a long time, and he's not only has he written 8 books on medical care, but he's written 24 other books on other subjects, like America's Creed and so forth.
Other things I see you're doing this week, speaking of books and authors, you have the author of The Founding Conservatives, How a Group of Unsung Heroes Saved the American Revolution.
Just amazing. I've already been reading through it. Tremendous stuff about the importance of people's influence on each other. It talks about the corset maker that came to reinvent himself in America from England by the name of Common Sense. Payne.
Thomas Paine.
And how Benjamin Rush and Benjamin Franklin really made him what he was. This guy was floundering. He was philosophical and kind of odd. And he came here and with a recommendation from Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Rush, the father of American medicine, also a signer of the Declaration, just put his arms around him and helped him, coached him through Common Sense, which absolutely ignited the colonies to stand up against the king. The issue was, he said, it's not the problem with the Republican freedoms that the Englishmen have. It's the monarchy itself. And that was a major step. Well, anyway, it's a great book. And then we have the guy that broke the story on Acorn. O'Keefe is going to be. We're trying to get him on for Thursday. And I've been reading that book. Just stunning. This man is a true investigative reporter. I'd like to have him come up here and teach people how to find out what their teachers are up to. And it's great. He is a great conservative activist.
He really is. And was celebrated by the late Andrew Breitbart.
Big time. Breitbart, sort of his great mentor.
Speaking of Breitbart, I'm just looking at Breitbart.com here. And it alleges that another loophole that's been inserted into the new version of the Gang of Eight immigration bill allows the Department of Homeland Security secretary or any of her successors to nix the construction of a required border security fence if she does not find it to be an appropriate use of resources.
I see. In other words, it'll never happen.
That's what I want to get to the bottom of. Governor Hoeven is going to join us this week, Senator Hoeven, rather, to dig into some of these details. And we have a debate, too, coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned, folks. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit SelectEnergyServices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Is a glow shoots up to the stony ground. There's no road, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
It is indeed. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the preview show. Steve Bakken and I will open up the phone lines and take your calls coming up here momentarily at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And later on the, let's see, first hour, a lot of calls just on all the news of the day. And then we have some guests. Larry Scogin will be here. Larry is the president of Bismarck State College and the new interim chancellor of the North Dakota University System, talking about a new way forward for the university system. Also, we're going to spend a little time talking about a story regarding an investigation being requested by the Legislative Council of NDSU President Dean Brashani for some deleted emails. Story that's not gotten a lot of attention. Dale Wetzel reporting for the Great Plains Examiner about that, so we'll dig into that for you today on the program as well. Also, we will have a debate between the folks from, we actually have the FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. These are the folks that are just flat out against amnesty or anything that gives a path to illegal immigrants. You know, basically their idea of comprehensive immigration reform is that's what they're against. This putting everything in one bucket. And there's been a lot of focus on a new amendment that Senator John Hoeven co-authored with a fellow from Tennessee by the name of Corker. So it's called the Corker-Hoeven Amendment. It's 119 pages that have been inserted into this bigger 2,000-page bill that they're evidently going to be voting on today. We're going to have a debate on that. U.S. Chamber of Commerce Representative Pat Finkett. Pat is a North Dakota businessman. And so we'll debate that issue today on the program. Give you a chance to weigh in on it as well. Not sure this is going anywhere in the House, but it's certainly going to be voted on in the Senate, and it'll be one to watch for sure. So those two debates we'll tackle in the way of guests. And then the first hour, lots of your calls on questions and comments, everything from this Snowden character. A lot of the audience thought we ought to give this guy a medal. I don't think we ought to give him a medal. I don't at all. I think the rule of law is just too darn important. I really do. And now when he's traipsing between Hong Kong and getting a pass from the Chinese and now in Russia, and should I go to Cuba or should I go to Ecuador? I think we get a sense of this guy not being afraid of allowing his cause to give lots of comfort to folks that don't like the United States of America very much. So I hope most of our audience's positions have changed on that issue. Most of our audiences, you know, we'll see, we'll ask. But anyway, we're going to tackle that and much more in the program today. So stay tuned for all that. Here's what we're looking at weather-wise. Sunny today, a high near 84, south wind at 8 to 11 miles an hour. That's in the valley. Looks nice. It's an all-around good day. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mainly early morning hours. Partly cloudy, a low 66 otherwise. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, mostly sunny, high near 85. Out in the oil patch, see how we're looking there. Busy weekend in Bismarck weather-wise. Down in the Twin Cities, too. Ended up with some significant storm damage, power outages, and everything else. Here's the oil patch. Today, mostly sunny, high near 81. No rain in the forecast at all for some time. How about that? First time in a long time that's happened in the oil patch. Mostly sunny, high near 81. Southeast wind at 6 to 13 today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. Then a chance of thunderstorms between 1 and 4. Some of the storms could be severe, mostly cloudy, a low around 62 tonight. Winds will be whipping around pretty good east as well. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, high near 78, 70% chance of precip. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. So it is starting out to look like yet another weekend, or week rather, that is just more of the same in the patch. Wednesday night, some showers. None in the forecast. Wednesday or Wednesday night, lo and behold, Thursday either. All right. And it looks like more days without showers and thunderstorms in the forecast than with. Barely. Because we got them Sunday. We don't have them Friday. We don't have them Thursday. Don't have them Wednesday. Yeah, not bad. Pretty good. In the patch. Anyway, roundup of temperatures. Include 61 at this hour in Tioga. Fargo-Moorhead, where are we at? 68 degrees right now. Heading for 88, as I mentioned. What's on your mind? Straight ahead, 800-228-0550. You can sound off with Steve Bock, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nesson Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessonconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com.
DoomsdayExpo.com.
Preparation starts here.